You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Today, we're taking a closer look at the listening side of prayer, because sometimes the most powerful answer or powerful answers don't come through what we say, but in what we are quiet enough to hear. Pastor Tabelo, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lofondona. Thank you for having me again.
Mfundisi, why is listening an important part of prayer that is often overlooked? Why?
Listening is very important because, like I mentioned yesterday, it's not a one-way thing. Prayer, it's a communication. And whenever you're talking to someone, you should give them time to respond. And God does respond to our prayers, and He responds even in prayer. Yeah, it's just that sometimes we don't get the response, but He does respond. We have a number of examples in the Bible where He responded during prayer. Like the one that I mentioned yesterday of Jehoshaphat, when he fasted and he pronounced a fast. We are told that during that prayer, when he was still talking to God, asking him questions of how will he allow these people to now come and destroy them, there was a response. Someone stood up and say, "Listen, you Jehoshaphat and thou, and you children of Judah and Jerusalem." And there God started telling them that they would not need to fight and how they should fight. God does that even in our time.
Okay. How can we create space to hear God's voice, particularly in a noisy, busy life of Mfundisi?
Yeah, the problem is that some we like prescribing to God what He should do to us. Sometimes we think we know more what we need than Him, and that's why we don't listen to His responses, because we just tell Him and we expect Him to just. It's more like we already have blank checks that we want to cash, and we bring them to Him just to cash the blessings. And we are not very much into the relationship type of the relationship where we listen to what He says, and maybe that's why we even feel He does not answer prayers.
What does the Bible say about God speaking to people in quiet moments?
The Bible speaks mostly that God knows the plans He has for us. The Bible encourages us that whatever we pray for and whatever we need, God's plan for every individual are plans not to harm us. They're good ones. And when the Bible says that, immediately before you even start praying, you know that the one I'm praying to has my best interest at heart. And though I ask for this, He wants the best for me. And that is the most important thing that the Bible mentions, especially in the Old Testament, that God has plans for His people. And there's also where He says, "If my people who are called by my name," it's more like a promise that though He has plans for us, there are times when we can have our way with Him. It says, "If they earnestly pray, I will listen to them and I will do what they want."
Right, yeah. Right. Have you ever felt a clear answer or prompting in prayer?
Yeah, I felt it, my man. I felt it. The most practical one is my calling. Mine was not like others. It was not as dramatic as other pastors put it. I did not sleep and dream that God shouting my name. No, it was not like that. I will be lying. Mine was mainly through, like, God was revealing to me the gifts He has equipped me with, And though I was not paying attention to it, I had my life planned out. I knew that I'm going to go into accounting. In fact, I studied accounting. I did my accounting there. And I knew from here I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to be a big businessman. I'm going to make this type of money. I had it all planned out. But there are some people who kept on confirming the call. You see, God will not come sometime and respond the way he responded to the prophets of old by him speaking. Sometimes you meet people like maybe like you, my elder, you will be telling someone that, you see, I see this in you. God, that is how God speaks. And he mentioned that through a number of people who were telling me, you are wasting your time, you are a pastor, you are wasting your time, you are a pastor. Until I eventually gave in, because even other pastors now were saying, you are a pastor. And then when I finished my theology, I went into the thing again. And there was a time when I was doubtful again, when I really called for this thing. And I remember I was very close to writing my resignation so that I can be freed from this thing. And at that point, it was at a certain camp meeting. This will sound like it's drama, but it's actually true. I prepared a message for that particular morning manna. In front of the congregation, I felt something, a huge impression in me that I need to read. You need to read this verse. Read this verse. Then I changed the whole message. After the sermon, we went out with the prayer, people who are in charge of prayers. One of them held my hand, squeezed my hand, and in their prayer they said, Lord, in the morning we came here, we asked you for your son to preach this and that, and he just did. And to me, that was a confirmation for my colleagues, second confirmation. And from that point, I said, no, God has communicated to me. This is my mood. Yeah. So he does. Yes, I've had an experience with it.
I've had pastors saying that to me as well. I don't see Joey though. I don't think what people are saying is confirmation that God wants me to be a pastor.
Sometimes you see my elder. No. Sometimes at a personal level, you will just be, you'll be as doubtful as I was.
Yeah.
But I tell you, the moment I stepped into the pastoral thing, I was very content. The money is not much, but I am at peace.
Yeah.
I feel like this thing fulfills me. There's nothing that gives me joy than seeing someone who used to live in a certain way changing because of my effort.
Right.
That is the best.
No, I hear that, and I agree with you, because I'm sure people can preach without becoming pastors. Let me hold you down there. So how do patience and stillness deepen our connection with God?
Yeah, we should have a good time in prayer. When Martin Luther was asked, If we were to say you have not prayed much in a day, how many hours would you have spent? He said, because it would be a very busy day, I would have spent at least 4 hours in prayer. Now, we are not saying we spend 4 hours and 6 hours like Martin Luther, but we are just emphasizing on the fact that we should have quality time, not family, but quality personal time with God. And in that time, that is when you need to be still, be calm, listen to him, tell him your weaknesses. You know, I'm sure it's okay for me to mention some of these things that, like everyone, I also have weaknesses. I have things that I'm struggling with. I hope it doesn't sound, I don't sound like a sinner, my elder, but let me put it out there that I'm also struggling, and there are things that I tell God on a daily basis. God, you know how my temper is like. As I begin the day, into your hands I commit myself. You know how so and so treated me, and I want to slap them very hard. I want to do that. Help me, Lord. You know, Lord, that when I look at a lady, I don't just look. I pray for those weaknesses. Now I know there's someone out there who can relate. And this type of things, my elder, if you don't pray for them on a daily basis, they will become things that will draw you back. And that's why you need some quiet time
right
with God in prayer. Away from even your wife, because there are certain things that you can only mention to the God of prayer.
Right.
And
right.
Before I go today, I wanted to say this to you, my elder. I wanted to say, actually, there is no power in prayer.
Oh.
There's no power in prayer, my elder. The reason why people are confusing prayer is because they think prayer has power.
Right.
That's why you see people calling themselves prayer warriors.
Yeah.
Prayer what? It's because they think there's power in prayer.
Yeah.
But all the time, the power is in the God of prayer. And when you have a relationship with the God of prayer, then prayer is not a weapon. It's a communication tool that you use to get power from that God.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Funis. All right. We'll leave it right there on that note, Funis. Thank you very much for your time. We continue to talk about this tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Funis. And thank you once again for your time.
Thank you, Irina. Thank you.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.